Here's one way you could sum up TV viewing in 2010. There was more and there was less. NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports on Nielsen's ratings for the past year.
A TV record was broken last year.
He's going to score 16 yards!
106.5 million people watched the New Orleans Saints win their first Super Bowl, making it the most watched TV event ever. It beat the record previously held by the final episode of MASH in 1983. It had 105.9 million viewers.
And a lot of people thought that record would never be topped.
Stephen Battaglio, business editor for TV Guide, says that's because people have so many more channels today than they did back in 1983. The slices of the pie have gotten a lot smaller. Consumers can also watch TV whenever they want. Digital video recorders, or DVRs, are now in 38% of all homes, up 30% from last year. Battaglio thinks that's partly why only a live sports event could break MASH's record.
A live event like the Super Bowl, you've got to be there. You've got to be in front of the set so you can talk about it the next day and be a part of the national conversation.
Sports dominated the top 10 cable ratings for 2010. The NFL on ESPN, Major League Baseball on TBS. The biggest non-sports hit on cable was TNT's Rizzoli and Isles, a police drama starring Angie Harmon.
Did you actually tackle him?
Yes, like a linebacker.
DVRs helped Mad Men more than any other show.
So as of today, Sterling Cooper Draper Price will no longer take tobacco accounts.
Its audience nearly doubled when you count DVR playback. The Usual Suspects topped Nielsen's ratings for regularly scheduled series last year. NBC Sunday Night Football, Dancing with the Stars, and in the number one and two spots, American Idol. The amount of time Americans spent watching TV remained steady at about 34 hours per week. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.